Teaching and learning in a post-COVID world. Critical race theory. Howard Zinn. Truth. Band? Yeah. There's a whole lot of crazy going on in today's classrooms. Where do you go for sanity? Maybe not here, but Busted Pencils Radio is here to soothe your anxiety. Now back to Tim, Johnny, and Busted Pencils Radio.
Oh, it is. Welcome back. We are actually going with sanity today. Talking with educators from Kentucky. We have Joni Mead, Emmy Johnston, and Macy Laswell, educators, teacher educator, teachers in the classroom, talking about the reality. We just finished talking about what happened that night with the call that came in, how we were scrambling to do as best we can. And Macy, you know, I left off, Emmy kind of told us, you know, so once Macy, you're in the bathtub, you're out of the bathtub, you're safe, your child's safe, your husband's safe. When do you reach out to students and families?
So once we woke up the next morning, we went and got the generator and got everything hooked up at our house. Obviously realized very quickly that we did not have any internet. So I had a friend invite me to come over to take a shower and get the baby in some warm housing. So as soon as I got there, I opened up my computer and immediately sent an email to all of my parents, just asking them if everything was okay. Was there anything I could do, anything I could bring? And then I asked at the end of my email, please make sure you respond to this email so that I know that you're all okay. So I heard back from everyone. They were all okay. Most of them missed all damage, if any at all. And the thing that warmed my heart so much was that several of my parents sent me pictures of students in my class who were already at homes and at the volunteer site trying to help other students in our district. And that just made my teacher heart so happy because my students were some of those on the front line helping those who lost their homes and weren't as fortunate as we were.
You know, and that's the point you just made this. It's like we forget, you know, the community, you know, and this is where our public schools and educators and schools and communities, where it's like you come together, you respond, you bring this, you know, you make sure you're safe, but then you make sure your students are safe. And then all of a sudden, everybody is responding and helping in a way that you said, you know, it gets you in the heart where it's like, yeah, this is what we're about. But there, you know, it was a tough thing. And Joni, I want to bring you back in. We were talking to, you know, our teachers, but Joni, there, you wanted to add a little bit more about just this whole rallying at the University of Kentucky, your awesome Dean Julian Vasquez Helig. Give me a little scoop on what the University of Kentucky's been up to.
So there have been several initiatives taking place, but I was so impressed because the first thing that morning, our dean emailed us to check on us and to check on our students and to please let him know personally of students in our college that were impacted, any of our graduates, and what could we do to help. And so at that point, I had heard from Macy and Emmy both and a couple of our other former students. And so I wrote back to our dean with their names. And Emmy provided me with the superintendent's contact information, and our dean at the University of Kentucky reached out immediately to that superintendent and to a couple of principals where shelters were held just to offer our help. And then at the same time, simultaneously, my daughter's cheer coach, who happened to, when he was in the third grade, lost his entire home, lost everything they had in a tornado. So he wrote and said, I want us as a cheer team of my daughter's high school to do something. So he connected us with another teacher in Macy and Emmy's districts. And so we kind of joined with the University of Kentucky and a couple of our schools here in Lexington. Stonewall Elementary is another one, just partnered. And we have now collected so many items that moving companies have gotten involved. And they're offering to take things this weekend. And I would say it's going to be a couple truckloads. I have colleagues at the University of Kentucky that have donated. I'm now up to 3 baby beds, high chairs. You know, those are just a few of the bigger items and just tons of supplies that are going to be taken to Bowling Green because of this.
Well, we can't even imagine. I mean, in one way, we can imagine, because if you watch the news and see the devastation, the reality is that there are people who now in what the 90 seconds that the tornado went through, went from, they have nothing. Like, you know, you look at that and it's like, there's nothing. There's nothing there. And so when you talk about a high chair, it's like, what would I send? And so listeners, if you're out there thinking, you know, what, how do I help? Any way possible, right? People have lost everything. So anything that there is that you can say, I'm willing to get this to the students, the children, the families of Kentucky, the teachers that are out there helping bring the communities back together. These are the things that, you know, again, we love busted pencils. We love to have fun. We like to really go after some things. But when we have the opportunity to also really model and say and put out and advocate and say, this is what the education community, guess what? We do this all the time. And this is part of, as you said, when you told me about Julian reaching out like that right away, it's like, I'm not surprised. I hope other people maybe are surprised and will start to go, wow, guess what? Our educators are more than just these academic drill sergeants. These are the hearts and souls of our community. And I just want to remind people of that. So you all three of you are safe. All three of you are okay. I did get a little bit of a side story, and some of you talked about this. Not everybody in your radars have been okay. And without going into a lot of pain and stuff like that, are there any stories that you would like to share so people understand how close this was? And maybe, Emmy, I'm kind of looking at you nodding your head, so.
Yeah, absolutely. I would love to say something to that. This tornado touched a wide expanse of Kentucky and of the neighboring states as well. But just looking at, you know, my county, Muhlenberg County, in a community of 200 in the city of Bremen, they lost 12 lives. And I know the youngest in that group was a 5-month-old child. Mm. So that certainly is felt across the entire county. And there are a lot of ways that, you know, even without loss of life, there are people who lost shelter, people who lost their access to food, warm clothing. So absolutely seeing that in our expanse of the county right now.
Oh, okay. You're okay. Thank you. Macy, I mean, you know, you to come out, it's like, yeah, we're okay. But then to then say, but there are a lot of people that aren't doing okay. I could see Emmy's a bit emotional with this, and don't worry, Emmy, people can't watch us on radio, just us, okay?
Good to hear that.
Okay. But Macy, I mean, any personal stories that you want to share about any of the things that you see, any of the people you know, how brave they've been, or just?
Sure. Yes, I was actually at the Red Cross shelter today. And I was there yesterday as well. And our teachers within Warren County Public Schools have rallied together to provide childcare for those who lost their home so that they can get back out and do all the things that they need to rebuild their lives. And so as I was there today, rocking precious little babies and seeing kids get excited to go see Santa because people in our community have volunteered to come to the school. And so many people have put together things for the students to do and the kids to do while they are in this shelter, because I don't know that many people realize this, but the families are stuck inside of a school building because that's the only shelter that they have. And so seeing, we had students today that ranged from, I think, like 6 weeks old up through 7th and 8th grade, and seeing them with their family sleeping on a cot in a gymnasium was just absolutely heartbreaking. And you mentioned high chairs and cribs and items like that. They're definitely needed. I took one of the babies back. There were actually a set of twins. I took them back to their mother today, and mom and dad were sleeping on a cot, and babies were sharing a pack and play that someone had donated, and mom didn't have diapers or wipes or formula or anything to take care of her babies because they had lost it all. And it was just, as I was there seeing actually one of my students, her and her mom were there donating tons of baby items. And it was just very heartwarming to see the love and compassion that our community is showing to these people who have lost their homes. And I feel like it's really hard to completely grasp what's going on until you're in it. I didn't honestly fully know what was happening until yesterday, whenever I showed up at the Red Cross Center and also at one of the donation centers and just saw the amount of cots and beds that were lined up in the gym with people who have nowhere to go, and staying inside of an elementary school gymnasium was the only place they had.
Right, who have nothing. I mean, what you've talked about here is people who, if it wasn't for that school, if it wasn't for that building, if it wasn't for those cots, they have nothing and nowhere to go. You were even talking about generators and going out to take care of yourself. You know, so Joni, when we come back though, and everybody here, we're gonna get out, we're gonna get the GoFundMe pages out, talk a little bit about that to make sure that we're there. Joni, you have got to be incredibly proud of being the teacher of these teachers. And you know what? That's it. Educators educating, rocking, and taking care of the community. More when we get back on how everybody can help. Busted Pencils.